Now, David, this one's for you.
Ah, yes, the crow of the rooster, everybody's favourite noise for the beginning of the day. So, yes, so I've decided to look at a paper here that was published, going to be published, in fact, looking at the crowing of the rooster. So most people are familiar with the idea that the rooster crows in the morning, but some people might not be aware that roosters actually crow at various points along the day.
Some people may not be entirely happy about it either.
Yes, true. It could be slightly disturbing, but you know, I sort of think of the idyllic pastoral scene with the glorious crow of the rooster in the morning. So that's my spin on it. But a main question that sort of behavioural neuroscientists have been thinking about is, when do roosters decide they want to crow? And this has been a main focus for two researchers in Japan called Tsuyoshi Shimura and Takashi Yoshimura from Nagoya University. And they've just published a paper which shows that internal body clocks may play a role in determining when these roosters actually crow.
How do they do that? I mean, tell us about the method. I mean, what did they actually do to work out what the chickens were doing when they were in the experiment?
So what they did was they took a group of roosters that they kept under a sort of normal day cycle, so 12 hours under dim light and 12 hours as sort of daytime light. And they found that the roosters actually crowed most 2 hours before the light was switched on. So this indicated there's a pre-dawn crowing situation. And they kept a control group, which was completely in the dark, for the 24-hour cycle. And they also found that these roosters also crowed most at around the same time.
Ah, so it wasn't just reacting to light.
Exactly. So this is one of the main points of the paper, is that this is completely without the entrainment of light, which is normally what people think that roosters are crowing in response to.
Now, one interesting thing, if you do this with humans, not make them crow, obviously, but if you put them into a system where they're in the absence of light, then their body clock doesn't quite keep time perfectly, does it? It's slightly less, or the body clock keeps time slightly under a 24-hour day. So did the roosters also do that? Did they find that their start of the day got slightly earlier day on day?
Remarkably, they did, yes. So with these original experiments, it's called free running, so the idea that your body clock is slightly less than 24 hours. So over the course of the experiment, which was run over a month, these roosters actually began to crow slightly earlier every day. And this is kind of a hallmark of the idea of this internal body clock being responsible for the behaviour.
So what do they say the implications of this are? Apart from the fact that we now know that these animals are just obeying their physiological signal that they want to crow, what else... can we learn from this, what can we do about it?
Well, I guess it tells us not to be annoyed at the rooster for crowing, because
just
it's part
the
of their biology.
For anyone.
But I guess it tells us that more behaviours than we might suspect are actually controlled by our internal body mechanisms, and that this timing is such an important process for not only human biology, but also for other organisms.
I mean, if you look at the number of papers that have come out recently looking at the role of the body clock, we now learn this just this week, actually, that if you deprive yourself of sleep 5 hours a night instead of an average of eight, then people gain a kilo in just 5 days, which is what one study showed in PNAS this week. It seems that just messing with your body clock has enormous physiological consequences.
I think sort of the day-to-day experiment that people may be able to perform themselves is the effects of jet lag. I mean, anyone can attest to the sort of cognitive decline associated with jet lag. And there is remarkable evidence that things like weight gain and obesity and even diabetes are controlled by sort of a circadian rhythm, it's called.
I know it sounds paradoxical to say to people, actually spending an extra hour in bed may lead to weight loss. But yeah. It's potentially true, isn't it? Thank you very much, David.